Welcome to the seventh episode of Whack Brackets, the podcast with 103.9 problems, but a co-host for today's episode is not one of them because I am lucky enough to have a fellow podcaster and the number two ranked roaster of Bumble profiles in the Northeastern United States region. I have Sean from 103.9. The Sean, how are you, Sean?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. That was an awesome intro. I did not expect that, but I like it a lot.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. But yeah, while I've got you on here, of course, we're going to get you to promote your webcast and anything else you want to promote. I know you are a forked tongue with the Bumble profiles on the Sean, and it sounds like you also have a bit of a following with that.
Exactly. So I just launched my podcast about a month ago. It's called 103.9 The Sean, S-E-A-N. And it's a bit of a comedy podcast. I incorporate some stand-up comedy just from things that are happening in my own life, sports, and one of the favorite segments that I do from my listeners is I roast profiles of dating profiles, basically, based on what people will write in their profile. And, you know, we're equal opportunity. So, you know, I'll roast women's profiles. And thanks to my female followers, I've been roasting some men's profiles lately, too. So
do they help you with that? Do they send you some pictures and go roast this cat or?
Yeah, well, it's not really honestly about the pictures because, you know, I said it in my first episode, I made it clear that, you know, I'm not trying to roast anybody's appearance because, you know, not many people have the ability to change that, unlike the Kardashians.
That's true.
But yeah, it's more about what they write down because they're in full control of what they write down. And, you know, some people are really off their rocker.
Yeah, so if I put something on there like 23-year-old stud muffin looking for my dream girl to have sex with constantly, only hot women acceptable, that guy's probably going to get roasted.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get roasted. You know, my eyes have been opened a little bit to the men's profiles, to be honest, because some of them are just pretty open with what they're looking for. And, you know, there's really no shame in what they're asking on there. And if I guess it's up to them what they write and maybe it's working. Who knows?
If it's their life, let them lead it. But that doesn't mean they're not going to get double barrels from Sean 103.9. Not to be confused with the Sean, S-H-A-W-N. That guy sucks.
Yeah. No, this is S-E-A-N.
Fall for no imitators. But with Definitely. That being said, we'll move on to our whack brackets. But before we actually get into the contest, we have to explain for those that do not know what a whack bracket is, what a said whack bracket is. And if you would like to explain, I will let you. Otherwise, I will jump in.
Okay. So my best explanation would be that we are going to take 8 competitors for this episode is going to be junk food mascots. And we are going to put them into a bracket. And we are then going to have a debate based on a random question, which mascot we think would be more likely to do something. And then we come to a consensus and we work our way through the bracket until we get to a champion.
Sounds about right. I expected nothing less from the Sean.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So we'll move on to the first question then. Who would be more annoying on a long road trip? Would it be Sunny from Cocoa Puffs or would it be the rabbit from Trix?
When I first thought about this question, I thought it was easy. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, maybe, I don't know. I could kind of make a case for both of them. But my pick would be for more annoying would be Sunny from Cocoa Puffs.
Okay.
Because he's pretty much obsessed. That's all he can think about. Every little thing that he does, no matter what, he always gets led back to the Cocoa Puffs. And he's, you know, a little bit more spacey and just like would be like bouncing around the car.
All right. I think
for the tricked rabbit, he never gets what he wants, but he doesn't really seem to like be too upset about it.
Yeah.
And he's like more like creative and I feel like he would be more entertaining. So
yeah.
I'd rather be in the car with him, but the question is more annoying. So I'm going to go with the Cocoa Puffs guy.
Yeah, I think the Trix Rabbit, the thing is about him, he is kind of a master of disguise, which is really clever of him. And he's obviously got some compulsive issues. But as you said, he never gets the tricks. So he is used to disappointment. And even though he's upset, he's not grossly upset. This Cocoa Puffs bird, Sonny, he just comes out and admits he's insane. He's like, I'm cuckoo. I'm nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's done some wild shit. trying to avoid to eat Cocoa Puffs. He self-isolates. He's locked himself into a safe.
Yeah.
He shot himself into outer space. And the one time I saw an old commercial where some kids actually chained him in a phone booth because he's like, I need you to help me. He realizes he has a problem. He actually destroyed the phone booth with the kids within range so he could get the Cocoa Puffs.
Wow.
And the other thing, he always gets the Cocoa Puffs, which means he's not used to being disappointed. So if you've got him in the car, he doesn't get the Cocoa Puffs. He's losing every piece of his shit is getting lost. Where the Trix Rabbit be like, oh,
he's, that's
so
very,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sonny, he's like, he's kind of like an addict. He's definitely an addict for the Cocoa Puffs.
That's right. He injects them directly into his eyeballs.
So I think we agree on
100% definitely the Cocoa Puffs bird.
So he's kind of the winner, but at the same time, we're the losers because we have him in the car.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll have a question where we can kill him later on today, and then we don't have to worry about his weird ass. So until then, we do have another question, and this might be a fun one. More fun to have a drink with, of the alcoholic variety, of course, Captain Crunch or the red M&M.
Okay, I'll let you do the honors this time to start off.
Okay, I will. Captain Crunch, the thing about him that's promising is that he is a Commodore. He's not actually a captain. They've tried to fix that. But the reality is, I think he only has three stripes, which is a Commodore and not a captain. So he's a liar. So he's going to at least be interesting around alcohol because he's probably going to tell you some crazy shit anyway that's not true. But he's also a world traveler, which means he probably has some good stories. And he's probably imbibed with a lot of people because people in the military that I know, they can drink heavily and they've always got the best stories. So I believe he's going to have good stories. The red M&M, he's going to be kind of sarcastic, so he might be a little fun, but he's also just kind of an asshole. I mean, there was the part in the movie theater where he just comes in and he's like, don't you know who I am? I am the damn red M&M. I get to get in for free. Exactly. And they're like, dude, you know what? People pay admission to these. So I get the impression he's going to be a bad drunk.
Yeah.
And he's going to get you into trouble. So my opinion is Captain Crunch would be better to drink.
Okay, so what I'm going to say is sort of along the lines of what you said. I do agree that I think Captain Crunch would have more stories of the high seas, but he seems a little bit bland. Like, I don't know. He doesn't seem like exactly the most fun guy. I do agree also with what you said about Red, the M&M's guy. He's a little bit grouchy. He's a little bit condescending, especially to the peanut M&M. He's always kind of a jerk to him. But at the same time, one of the pros that I thought of the M&M guy is that he might be good as a wingman because, like, in some of the commercials, you know, there's some hot ladies that are always interested in the chocolate. So
you're right.
You know, that could be beneficial if you're out for a drink trying to, you know, mix it up with some women. But I think I'll side with you and say Captain Crunch.
Okay. You're welcome to side against me. The only rule is with the first siding, as the guest, you get to override me, but that means the second difference we have, I get to override you.
Okay.
So if you want to agree with me this time, that's fine. You get to keep your override.
Yeah, I'll side with you and say Captain Crunch. We're two for two.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? This happens sometimes. You know, if somebody can make a compelling argument, that's the whole thing of the whack bracket. If you can make a compelling argument, then it's easy to fall into agreements. No problems on this side. So third question in this round. More likely to steal and sell your kidney, the Hamburglar from McDonald's or Charles E. Cheese Esquire III? Chuck E. Cheese for
sure. Exactly. So Hamburglar, I feel like he's a little bit too obvious of a choice in this one.
Okay.
He's got burglar in his name and he's all about stealing burgers. I don't know if he's, you know, into the whole back lot surgery options of stealing kidneys, but, I feel like Chuck E. Cheese, you know, he's more secretly sketchy. You know, you don't really know what's going on exactly in Chuck E. Cheese's. And lately, I feel like Chuck E. Cheese's are, you know, closing and they're hurting for money. So I feel like Chuck E. Cheese is definitely going to be trying to sell anything he can get his hands on.
So you're thinking Chuck E.?
I'm choosing Chuck E. as more likely to steal and sell your kidney.
Okay. So you and I are agreeing a lot on this and we're going to have to see. I may change, but I'm going to tell you my choices and then what I've got written down about these. And then I'm going to have to decide because it was a toss up because we do know the Hamburglar, as you said, by definition, he is a burglar.
Sure.
And so he probably has a well-documented history of shady, underhanded things. I'm sure he has a criminal record. Chuck E. Cheese, on the other hand, on the surface, he's a well-respected business owner and he's a child entertainer. So your instinct is to think this is a good dude. The first red flag, though, is I don't trust anybody that uses their middle initial in their actual title. Okay. That's usually a sign this guy's probably got more shit going on than you're giving him credit
True.
For. Other thing that really bothers me, as you said, he does seem underhanded or at least shady. Consider this. How many people do you know that have your own currency?
Yeah, not many.
The man actually is so bold, he puts his face on his own currency.
Correct. The only one that I can think of right now off the top of my head is maybe the Monopoly guy.
Yeah,
they have their own, they have their own currency, I believe.
Yeah, but I've never met a crypto guy I trust. So he's likely doing shady things and just not getting caught. And as you said, I could see him easily selling kidneys out of the back of a truck somewhere. So I think we're going to have to agree again.
Another thing about Chuck E. Cheese, though, is that he was a rat up until 2012. And then in 2012, he became a mouse. So he's technically a mouse. He was a rat. So, you know, what's going on there?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot wrong with Mr. Cheese. So yeah, even though we're going to have to put up with him another round, he's definitely somebody that fits this question. So 100%, Chuck E. Cheese, we're in agreement
Great
again.
Great minds think alike.
That's right. So yeah, the final question, and this one I'm going to struggle with. So, okay. But we're going to see. Who's more likely to try to put together IKEA furniture without reading the instructions first? Would that be Tony the Tiger or the Kool-Aid Man? The thing is about Tony the Tiger is that he's actually really good at everything. He plays baseball well. I've seen him do archery. He kayaks. He's been a goalie. And the other thing that gets me, at least I want to bring this up because it's going to influence my answer. I'm just not sure which way yet, is it bothers me that he has that commercial where he's almost a cult leader because he's like the We Are Tigers. And people are just reciting back to it. So, I mean, he's really leading an entire army of small children.
Brainwashing them in a way with sugary goodness?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably sliding a little something else into the Frosted Flakes. With that said, then, I'm not sure he would even have to build his own IKEA furniture because he's got minions to do so. I mean, he's got this whole army of sycophants. That being said, as I said, he's good at everything. So I could see him, if he did do the furniture, he'd be like, I know how to put this together better than the instructions, so he would be likely to do so. The Kool-Aid Man... I'll say this about the Kool-Aid Man. He used to be very destructive and run through walls. And literally anytime somebody would call his name, he was just like, hey, I'm here. You know, and he would ruin your shit.
Oh, yeah.
But the last couple of years, he's turned into kind of a wimp. He's usually like hanging out with kids in parks and like skating and shit. And it's a little bit skeevy what he's doing, but I've never really seen him do anything of any value. I wouldn't even think he could put together furniture because he's got kind of tiny arms anyway compared to the rest of his body. He's going to struggle mightily. So he may have trouble putting it together, but he's never given me any reason to think that he's even smart enough to read the instructions, much less follow them. I don't know. I'm going to hear your opinion because I may change. May go one way or the other, but right now I'm leaning slightly towards Tony the Tiger not reading the instructions.
So I think this is our first instance where we're not on the same page here. Because I agree, Tony, he's more of a rule follower. He's a motivator. He's like a by the book type of helper guy. Like you said, he's good at everything. So I feel like he'd be a little bit more of like a stickler and he would want to use the directions. As far as the Kool-Aid Man, you know, like you said, he's kind of bursting through walls, or that was kind of his old gig. But lately it's kind of changed a little bit. But I just feel like he's probably used to destroying furniture as he's bursting through all these walls. And by now, he's kind of so good at kind of repairing the damage that he might not need to use the directions anymore. He can kind of assemble stuff. He's so used to it.
Yeah. Okay. So you're thinking Kool-Aid Man then, right?
I'm thinking Kool-Aid Man would be able to put together furniture without instructions. Yeah.
All right. Or at least try to put together.
True. So. I don't know if he's going to be successful, but
he's going to try. You know, I will say this about Tony the Tiger. I think you give him too much credit for being a by the books guy. He definitely has discipline, but I do think the cult thing, I just think that he's probably got some underlying arrogance to him.
Okay.
that would make him really be the guy trying to put together the furniture and think he can do it better than the instructions. So I'm going to go Tony the Tiger here.
All right.
And you're going to go Kool-Aid Man?
Yeah, I'm sticking Kool-Aid Man. So you're going to use your override, you said?
You get your override. So that means Kool-Aid Man advances, but then that gives me the next override.
Oh, okay. All right. So Kool-Aid Man advances.
Okay, Kool-Aid Man advances. So I will recap the first round. And the first question, more annoying on a long trip, we picked Sunny from Cocoa Puffs over the Trix Rabbit. Second question, more fun to have a drink with? We discussed it, but we both came to an agreement that it would be Captain Crunch over the Red M&M. Third question, more likely to steal and sell your kidney? Chuck E. Cheese over the Hamburglar in a pretty runaway match. And then the first disagreement with the Sean, try to put together IKEA furniture without reading the instructions first. Tony the Tiger loses, though it was a split decision, to the Kool-Aid Man.
Yes, it was very close.
It was close. So we'll move on to the second round, where again, the winners from the first round advance. So this round will pit Sunny from Cocoa Puffs versus Captain Crunch from Captain Crunch, of course. More likely to flip you off in traffic.
I'm going to have to go with Sunny from Cocoa Puffs. I feel like, let's say he's sitting out on the road, 5 p.m., traffic's starting to back up, it's rush hour. Shit starts hitting the fan. He starts thinking about Cocoa Puffs. He starts to lose it behind the wheel. He's trying to get out of there. He's trying to get home to some Cocoa Puffs, and he's going to be flipping the bird, literally and figuratively.
So what's Captain Crunch? Give me a reason. He might be too docile.
Captain, I don't know. I feel like he's a little bit more understanding, and he's not going to fly off the handle as much, I feel like.
Right. This one, I'm kind of torn on here. I agree with you. Sunny is probably the more volatile personality, so he would be likely to from that reason. Captain Crunch seems more docile, but that being said, I see Sunny. He has done some wild shit when he needs his Cocoa Puffs. And
true.
You say that he would flip you the bird. I think he would run you off the road.
Okay.
I think his mind immediately goes towards a much more aggressive act than simply flipping the bird. And he's proven it in a lot of his commercials.
Yeah, like he's going to do whatever he wants, no matter what. He's instead of flipping you the bird, he's just going to ram his car into whatever he needs to create his own lane.
Exactly. So I think that's where Sonny is. I think the captain, as you said, he's a little more laid back, but he's a well-traveled individual. And being as such, he's probably not going to put up with a lot of shit. He knows better than to start shit because he's probably going to whoop that ass. But he's like, you know what? F this guy. He's got to get out the aggression. So he gives you the bird and he moves on. Knowing damn well if you get out of your car, you're taking an asshole. But he wants to let you know what you did because he seems like he wouldn't just let that slide. He wants you to know, hey, you're an asshole, and I'm telling you you're an asshole. If you want to come in the captain's range, you're going to get dropped by the captain. That being said, I do think that it's Captain Crunch.
Okay. You made a compelling argument. I can side with you on that. And I think, Sonny, you're right. Now, looking back, I think I can definitely see Sonny doing some really wild stuff in order to get home to those Cocoa Puffs or wherever he's got to go.
He gets
tunnel vision and everything else.
Does. Definitely Captain Crunch.
Forget about those highway construction workers. He's just going to fucking blow right around them.
Couldn't agree more now. So yeah, Captain Crunch wins that. And he will go on to face the winner of this question in the final. More likely to be in a famous sports star's entourage. Would it be Chuck E. Cheese or the Kool-Aid Man?
Wow.
This one is a tough one. The Kool-Aid Man seems jolly, but he's also, like I said, he's kind of gotten over some of his immaturities of youth. He was crashing through walls, and now he's hanging with kids. That in itself, like I said, is a little creepy, but he seems to have really just simplified his life and dumbed it down, and he's just happy being what he is. Chuck E. Cheese, like we said already, we agree this guy's a little bit shady. I can see Chuck E. actually being like a sports agent. And as such, he's the sports agent that hangs with the athlete and not simply the sports agent that's like taking the dealings and kind of ripping the athletes off. He also wants the extra benefits. Yeah. And again, he's kind of arrogant with E in the middle of the name and has his own currency. So sports stars are going to be wanting to be seen with him. You know, he has his own establishments. I mean, maybe they turn into strip clubs at night. So we don't know what happens. Exactly. And so, yeah, I'm definitely going to lean Chuck E. Cheese here.
I think, for my opinion, in terms of who would more likely be with a sports entourage, Chuck E. Cheese, I feel like he's kind of like what you said, he's definitely sketchy, can't fully trust him. And I feel like he'd be more of like a leech. He's kind of trying to like latch on to the successful person because, you know, his life has been not exactly all rainbows and sunshine. He's kind of had some turmoil. So I feel like he would try to soak in all the benefits, as you said, from the more successful person. Kool-Aid Man, yeah, he's you know, he's a fun guy, but I just feel like he would kind of be more likely to maybe have his own entourage instead of being inside, you know, someone else's.
Okay, so you're thinking Chuck E. Cheese as well?
I'm agreeing with Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, then Chuck E. Cheese easily advances, in my opinion. He's definitely got the shady past, sports star entourage. Kool-Aid Man has his own entourage. Totally, totally agree with you. He's just a happy-go-lucky dude, and he doesn't need that kind of lifestyle anymore. He's just happy being who he is.
Yeah, he's
changed.
Yeah, I feel like he's either going to be running solo, or he's got like his own. He's got his own.
I'm getting the impression he's probably married now. Anyway, he doesn't have time for that sports entourage lifestyle. That's what kind of calmed him down. I think is there's probably a Miss Kool-Aid somewhere. He's probably married to like a Sunkissed juice box.
True,
and he's happy.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how much success romantically Chuck E. Cheese has had. So I'm gonna say he's more likely to be single.
Oh, I bet you the Chucks had his. I bet you the Chucks laid the pipe. He knows what the deal is. So that's my opinion, but. To recap, it looks like Captain Crunch beat Sonny, most likely to flip you off in traffic, and Chuck E. Cheese defeated the Kool-Aid Man as more likely to be in a famous sports star's entourage. And the final question, we did a little bit of prefacing with what I said Chuck E. Cheese might do. More likely to be seen at a strip club, would that be Captain Crunch or Chuck E. Cheese?
Man, that's tough. I feel like for Chuck E. Cheese, you can make the argument that he's, you know, he's going to be into the more risque forms of entertainment. But that being said, I feel like the strip clubs that he would go to are, you know, sort of like the hole in the wall, you know, shithole strip clubs. A lot of shady things going on in the back rooms.
Right.
As far as Captain Crunch, though, I feel like, you know, he's out at sea. He's bored. He's, you know, he's got his shipmates that, you know, he's sick of seeing, you know, his whole crew. And then he gets to land and all of a sudden he wants to see some titties.
Yeah.
You know,
the captain knows.
Yeah, the captain, you know, the captain wants to, you know, spice things up a little bit. So that's tough. I don't know if I have an answer yet. What are your thoughts?
It's time for the captain to use his mizzen mast. So that being said, I'm going to give you my opinion, and I'm not sure where I fall yet because we do know the captain's been in the military. You made a very valid point that he's out to sea for long periods of time. A lot of times even he missed like the Kool-Aid Man. He's spending it with kids, which kind of is creepy. He's got to get his. A strip club is a perfect place for that. Chucky, on the other hand, he's got a couple things going for him. As we said, he's likely to be in a sports star's entourage. Where's one of the one places those guys like to hang out? I've watched my share of ballers.
True.
They spend a lot of time in strip clubs. Secondly, and this is why I might lean to Chuck E. Cheese.
Captain?
Towards Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E., all right.
Yeah, I'm still on Chuck E. The other reason I think I might lean to Chuck E. Cheese, again, he's created his own currency. He could literally, in perpetuity, spend his entire life in a strip bar,
yeah,
and get exactly what he wants.
But I mean, yeah, but then
he's like his own genie.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden you got Candy the stripper. All she could do is spend the money at his establishment,
and then he makes more money. But you know what? Though
you might
have swayed me with that. Was actually a very valid point because let's make the assumption that Candy, even if she is bringing her kids to Chuck E. Cheese and using her hard-earned Chuck E. Cheese coins at Chuck E.'s establishment.
Yeah.
How many strippers can you have in the establishment before people... I mean, you might start getting more fathers in there, but people aren't going to want to bring their kids, and it could hurt his cash flow. And ultimately, I do think Chuck E.'s probably a good businessman. For all his other faults, the guy knows how to make the money. Literally, he knows how to make his own money. So he may not want to be seen in a strip club regularly. He might be on the down low, but not on the regular. So you might not see him in there. He probably has his own private strip club. So you wouldn't see him in a strip club because Chucky is far above us. I think that's actually what I've come to the conclusion. Chucky probably runs his own private strip clubs at night in the Chuck E. Cheese. Nobody's in there except sports stars, etc. So unless you're a high roller, you and I are never going to see him. However, the captain seems like a man of the soil. He seems like a guy, if I went into a strip club and saw Captain Crunch, I'd be like, that's a man I expected to see here. He would actually be, I think, of every cartoon character, not every cartoon, of every junk food or even food character, maybe cartoon character, the captain seems like he's a man, probably a single man, out at sea all the time. You made great points. I think I'm going to lean Captain Crunch on this.
I have another thing that I just thought of for Chucky.
What's that?
Maybe the strip club, you know, maybe they wouldn't really want him in there anymore. They're like, oh, this fucking guy again. Like, after a while, they might kind of throw him out. Like, he might be a cheap tipper. And then, like, they see the captain coming. And, you know, he's, you know, dressed a little bit better and he might, you know, have a little more credibility to him. And they're like, all right, let's let this guy in. So I think.
And like you said, you know, you kind of implied this. It's like how far can really Chuck E. Cheese tokens go to a stripper? But then also finally, and I think this is the final nail in the coffin of Charles here, is how many times is this actually going to work for him? He'd be like. They're like sitting on his lap with the lap dancer, like, oh, I'm sorry, I sat on your tail. And he's like, that's not my tail. So that's, you can only pull that one off so many times. Yeah. And I could see Charles being the kind of guy that's going that route. So yeah, even if he was likely to be there, like I said, I think it's a private strip club where all kinds of shady shit happens, way out of our price range.
They move all those animatronic things off the stage and they get Candy and all the other ones in there.
Yeah, Charles probably like has animatronic strippers anyway. Nobody wants to see that shit.
Nah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's something for everybody, but on the average, people don't want to see
that. Exactly.
So I think we have an agreement here that Captain Crunch more likely to be seen in a strip club, at least by you and I, than Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm good with that. Yeah, so, I agree.
Okay. So the captain wins episode 7. I'm pretty sure this is episode 7. I've got a few in the can here, so I'm losing count. But I think the captain of Crunch.
He might be along the lines of the whole Chuck E. Cheese thing that you said, like, oh, that's not my tail. He might be able to be like, you know, when he's getting the lap dance, he might be able to say like, oh, this keeps its crunch. It's not going to get soggy.
That is the one, you know what? The captain definitely, having Captain Crunch in my mouth, as gross as that sounds, I've had Captain Crunch cereal in my mouth, and that shit never gets soft. It actually tears up the roof of your mouth. So a blowjob to Captain Crunch would probably like being trying to give like, you know, like a hand job to Edward Scissorhands. It's going to end up poorly. So
he's got the crunch.
Yeah, so I think he's going to have to pay extra for the back room. If he's going to get in the champagne room, he's going to have to pay extra, but I don't think they're even letting Charles the perverted ass in the champagne room.
I think that's a bill that Captain Crunch won't mind footing because he's got the bankroll for that.
Yeah. What else does he do with his money? I mean, the only thing I know the guy really likes is Captain Crunch cereal and it's pretty cheap. I mean, cereal in general is kind of expensive for what it is, but I mean, if that's your only habit, you've got money to burn. So exactly. I would think. I don't think I've ever seen him eat anything else. He does have a ship to maintain, but you know what? I'm not going to talk myself off of it. Captain Crunch, and that's already over. He's in the books anyway. So with that said, I think we've determined Captain Crunch wins this WAG bracket, and I'm going to let Sean reintroduce his podcast or anything he wants to say before I get an outro.
Well, I just want to say thank you very much for having me on. This was fun. I like the whole concept of your podcast. And once again, my podcast is called 103.9, The Sean, S-E-A-N. It's sort of a combination of stand-up comedy, sports debate, and, you know, dating and relationships. You know, one of the favorite segments that people enjoy are when I roast profiles of all the crazy things that people write down trying to find the love of their life. So, it's a good time.
Yeah, maybe you can do a Craigslist. There's got to be good stuff on Craigslist.
Maybe I could have you on my podcast and we could do a whack bracket of bad profiles.
Oh, shit. Right? That is next level. That is next level thought. Yeah, we'll have. Yeah, what we could do is we can come up with, just from the profile, we can come up with a backstory for each profile and then move those people through. We might have to do a four because it seems like if that's the kind of episode that if I had eight of those and came up with a profile, that's like a 3-hour episode. I don't think anybody wants to hear me for 3 hours.
Maybe we could do like a bracket, like we'll start with four guys and four girls and we'll try to become matchmaker or something.
Oh, that's actually a great idea. Come up with the questions and try to have one from each. We'll do the same question for each guy or girl combo, and then in that way you know that they've gotten through the exact same question.
We'll figure it out. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. So, yeah, check out 103.9 The Sean. I keep pointing. Nobody can see that, but Sean can see it, and I don't even know if I'm on the right side of the screen. Yeah, I may be pointing off to the side of the screen.
Working. It's pointing to me.
All right, great. So, with that said, I am Mike. This is Whack Brackets. You can check me out on all the social media platforms at Whack Brackets on the tweeters and on the Instagrams. And I always have to put this in Facebook, but I'm not checking Facebook because even though I am old, I have some self-dignity and I don't like Facebook. So there you go. But I'll get your message eventually. I probably won't respect you for sending it on shit platform. So with that said, I will check it out. But I run another podcast with my wife, Only Stupid People. That's at Only Stupid Pod on all those same platforms. And thank you for 103.9, The Sean, S-E-A-N, not to be confused with that asshole, S-H-A-W-N, that tries to steal your thunder all the time. Thank him for being on the episode. I had a great time. He came up with the concept for this bracket, which I thought immediately was a great bracket. And what we learned is this originally started out as a cereal mascot only bracket. But what we learned is most cereal mascots have the same personality and they're not a lot of fun to bracket against each other. So we had to spice up life a little bit by throwing in Mr. Cheese and some of the other cohorts. But I think it actually worked out really well.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Sean, and I will let everybody go. Thank you for checking out this episode. Again, check him out, check me out, and I will let Sean say bye. And we're out of here.
Take care, guys. 103.9 The Sean. You can search for me on all platforms, Instagram and Twitter.
All right, see ya.